Thank you. Atomic, Creating Fissures, from Theater Tilters Volume 1, here on Deep Threes. We begin our set with B2, from the Dijalovi album by Kapoor and Ivan Konjevic. Alf Hagvist lapsed into meditation, descending into a fog, where he saw the squirrels, scored by Aaron Parks for Arborescence. We went back to 1978 with the Sun Ra Quartet featuring John Gilmore and the Oro from New Steps, which led us to a new thing, courtesy of Core from Office Essentials. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. I leave you with Kevin MacLeod and Tranquility from Calming. You can always listen to our show archives and check out playlists on the website, d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
his bird note. Over 12,000 miles across at its widest point, you might think the Pacific Ocean is a barrier that even high-flying birds can't cross. Think again. Some species make the trip every year as part of their life cycle. Ancient Polynesians knew long ago that birds crossed the world's largest ocean, and they used the movements of birds across the Pacific to help navigate during long sea voyages. Today, GPS tracking technology is revealing the incredible details of birds' migrations over the water. After breeding in Alaska, shorebirds called Pacific golden plovers fly all the way to the South Pacific, thousands of miles and several days' flight away. During the spring migration, bar-tailed godwits break up their trip from New Zealand to Alaska with a stop in the Yellow Sea off the coast of East Asia. But for their winter migration, they fly from North America to New Zealand without stopping. The longest recorded godwit journey is over 8,000 miles of uninterrupted flight. While there's a lot we know about bird migration, exactly how these birds' tiny bodies can sustain a week of flight without stopping is still a mystery. For BirdNote, I'm Ariana Rimmel.